Says that me machine dressing like a summit show me. So me molly be tatty, not me come sabbat. That change dressing like a summit show me. Me molly be tatty directly. He dumps chalice so. And then all the body so from the God is diverted and channeled into the mikve. So I'm sure, who pays the mikve, then tell it. Sham shiva mitaeres will be a bam sure. And the king Joseph of Nomagan, Shuv Oshim Shihu Kulo is Tehu. What does Shuv Oshim Shihu Kulo Tehu mean? The same thing. Then the God gets the power of some Shomi, and he dumped directly into the Chapala. You test some Am Shulim, then he diverted them to Am Shochen, channeled them into the Mikveh. So he's Tehu. That's the Pshat of Shuv Oshim Shihu Kulo. Michlau, the Rabbonon Sade. Dil bie v'am shoch eloi. Elo, kohod yoseh, abdime omer abyechene, shuvo shim shichuote, not kulo, shim shichuo kulo, but shuvo shim shichuote, man eloi rablon, bon eloi rablon, ya. So what does it mean? So, the Nitziv says, it's pshat in the Koh, I mean, because the Koh itself requires explanations, he's so brief. So since Rav Gidlo Amar Rav Yechanan uses the Losh, Shuvo Shim Shichuo Teo, so that means he has reference to the case where you had in the Mikveh, you had Chofalev Sol Mechamim, and then you spilled at the shore of the Mikveh. You test of Gimu Tvochim away, let's say. You test Sol Maim Shuvim, and then this you test so Maim Shuvim glided down into the Mikveh. So this is what Rav Gidlo Amar Rav Yechanan says. Shuvo Shim Shichuo Yisteiro. So Mane Loi Rabbonon V'loi Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Because according to Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yechanan, so the Mishneh is expressive of Bikurim. And since Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yechanan says that this represents the view of the Mishneh, that it expresses it fully, represents the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that means that the Rabbonon, achilik and amor machni. So that means that even in the case of God shei b'esn v'achasom mitshoni, and he's m'malo v'kader chayesn so, and then he's mamshichet, all the 40 soul in mikveh, even in that case the Rabbonon say amshoch is not effective. Alachas kamo v'chamo, in the case where you had Chopalev saw Mechonim in the Mikveh, and then you spilled at the shore of the Mikveh, you will walk him away from the Mikveh, you spilled, you test so Shehubim, Salachastamo Bechamo, that according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's not effective. And even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that Amshoch is effective, so it's only effective in the case where you had on the God, Chofalev so Mechonim, and then you dumped into it, you test so Maimshuvim, and then you mamshich all the 40 so into the Mikveh. In that case, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is Matir Amshochet, but not in the case where you had in the Mikveh Chofalev so Mechonim, and then you spilled at the shore of the Mikveh, you test so Maimshuvim, and then they glide down. In that case, even the blessed of Yaakov would be made that Amshoch is not effective. So then the Gemara says, so whose view does Rav Gidlo represent? Neither the view of the Rabbonon certainly not, but not even the view of the blessed of Yaakov. So then the Gemara, Elo Marabe, Olam Rav Pope, Lifichesh Mikaelim, so maybe the Mishneh doesn't even discuss Amshoch. So that means according to Maskolim Gemara, on the contrary, the Rabbonon of Rabbi Elazar Yaakov are more meitum. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov allows Amshoche only in the case of Gatshish Be'eskel V'achasom Et Shomim, and then he dumps Yuteso, Maim Shuvim, and he channels them into the Mikveh. He channels them into the Mikveh. So in such a case, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov allows Amshoche, but in the case of Chofalev so, Mechonim the Mikveh, and then one spills at the shore of the Mikveh, he will throw him away, Yuteso, and they flow in into the Mikveh, and combine with the Chofalev so, to Amshoche. So in that case, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is made that Amshoche is not effective. So we see, according to the Goyim Pshat and Rambam, so it's reverse oneness. You see, according to the Gezer Mishnah Pshat and Rambam, so the machleik is between Rav Lezer and Yaakov. Now Rav Lezer and Yaakov is more machmir in Amshochet than the Rabbanon, according to the Maskan of the Gemara. But according to the Gezer Mishnah oneness, so where is Rav Lezer and Yaakov machmir? Where is Rav Lezer and Yaakov machmir in the case of Gag? Sheyesh bei esrim v'achasom ikshomim. So where is Rav Lezer ben Yaakov machmir in the case where there is a esrim v'achasom mikshomim, and then he dumps yuteso mamshovim, and then he channels them to amshoch into the mikveh. So in such a case, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov is machmir according to the definition. According to the Goyim Slomdes, so Rav Lezer ben Yaakov is machmir dafki in the case where the effect of the amshoche is to be mafkia the shem psul of the mayim. Dafki in that case is machmir. Dafki in that case is machmir. In other words, one would say on the contrary. In the case where you already have chafalef sonik shomim in the mikveh, and then you spill, you test so maim shuvim on the shore of the mikveh, and then it flows down into the mikveh. So by the time it enters the mikveh, the amshoche took place already. So the shem shom was poka. So the shem psul was never chal on the mikveh in its entirety. Was never chal. So there you should be more readily disposed to apply the din of Amshoche than in the case where you have a gag that has chafal of somit shomim, and then you dump directly, you teso maim shomim, and then you channel. So the gross says just the reverse. I mean, the Gezer Mishnah Slomdes seems to be more reasonable than the Goyim Slomdes. Because the Mishnah Slomdes we understand. But the Goyim Slomdes, so the place of Yaakov is made there in the case of situation number two. He's made there in the case of situation number two in the Rambam. In other words, But this Imperigimo, Nishtao. So, Abu Mikve Shebi Aboim saw, Vinof Mishlisha Lumi, Vinechla Kishtaim Post, Mishimit all of Shem so, Rabishua Marshi, Shom Rabishua Ime, a con Mikve Shebi Aboim saw, Vinof Mishlisha Lumi, Mikosa, a little court of Kosha, Mikne, Shehos Mishlisha Lumi. So the Ramban in Kalaboso. The Ramban in Kolabosa says that the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Shua, and we pass by Rabbonon. So, in other words, the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Shua is on this. Suppose you have a mikveh of memso mekshamim chosapot, a mashu is missing. And then Gimulugin fall into it. So it passes the mikveh. And then you draw out and then some more rainwater comes in, and then you draw out more than you were looking. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's kosher. According to the Rabbonon, it's possible. So the Ramban called Rabboso says that the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yeshua is a machlekes in kol ha-tirkol. Whether we say chtichanas is nevela or we don't say chtichanas is nevela. What does it mean chtichanas is nevela? Chtichanas is nevela by shom isum. That's really machlekes between Rabbi Ephraim and the Ram in Chum. So Rabbi Ephraim says that we say Chtichanas is Nevela only by Bosa B'Cholof, because Bosa by itself is Eter, Cholof by itself is Eter. But when the two combine together, they are cooked together, and one gives a time in the other, so then it becomes an entity of Bosa B'Cholof. But if, let's say, you throw in one kazais of Chelof into a gdeir that has Temixensi of Heter, Boso, so then, and the Chayyab gives it time of Chayyab in the Boso, So what is Osea? Only one kazayis is Osea. Ram Nefraim says. But the Ram says that all the 11 Zaysi become Osea. So that's a machlekes between Rabbi Nefraim and the Ram, as to whether we say Chtichen Asik Nevil by Shorison. Now the Mechava passes like Rabbi Nefraim, the Ramo passes like the Ram. So the Ramban says in Chum Kol Aboso that on this question as to whether we say Chtichen Asik Nevil, as to whether we say Chtichen Nasis Nevil by Shorison, that the whole Tarubis becomes a Chepter Osea. Not that it's Osea because it has one Kazayis. In other words, if a Chticha Seter of 10 Zaysi, that has a volume of 10 Zaysi, absorbs a Chticha Iser of one Kazayis, if we apply the Loch of Chticha Nasis Nevele, if let's say a Chticha of Boso would absorb a Kazayis of milk, then the whole 11 Zaysim Chaticha of Boso is a Chepter of Boso. So everything is Osea. But if a chticha of boso or ten zaysim absorbs a kazayis of chelik, so according to Rabbi Nefraim, that chticha is osea. But how much isav is there? Only one kazayis. According to Ram, 11 zaysim. Even the heter is nepach lizim. In other words, according to Ram, we apply the law of chticha nasa nevele ligam ishoi somidu. So the Ramban says that's the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that if you had a mikveh of memso chosakote, and then you can mean some more mikshami, and then you took out gimulugim, so you are sure that the gimulugim mayushuvim it does not exist there. So Rabbi Yeshua says that it's kosher because according to Rabbi Yeshua we don't tzeich tichanasis nevele by shor isuri. So true that gimulugim mayushuvim pasal the mikveh, so that means the mikveh is possible because it has gimulugim shuvim, but that doesn't mean that the heretofore even shuvim also became shuvim. That not. Mashiach came the rabbonah of Rabbi Yeshua, and we passed the rabbonah of Rabbi Yeshua. So if gimulugim fall into a mikveh that does not have a siyet memso, it has memso chosakotev, so then that is, so the heter is nepach liyiseh. So the heretofore even shuvim become shuvim. So mele, even if you take out, so in order to be machshir mikveh, you have to throw out all the water. But if you just take out gimulugim, so even though you are sure that the heretofore gimulugim do not exist here anymore, it was certainly diminished, it's still possible because the fact that the gimulugim shuvim was commingled with the rest of the water may convert it all the mayim, the heretofore ainin shuvim into shuvim. In other words, that the Rabbonon hold applied the principle of Tichon Asis Nevele by Shor Isurim, so Mele they apply it to Mikveh too, and Rabbi Yeshua does not apply. And the Ram Yisraelik, he says, this has nothing to do with Kolatere Kule, this is a special machlekes in Mikveh. Mikveh is not the meaning of Isurim. So, but the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yeshua is on this point. According to Rabbi Yeshua, when both agree, the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yeshua, that Gimulugim fall into a mikveh, so the mikveh becomes possible. But once the pshat becomes possible, does it mean it's possible because it has Gimulugim that are possible? So maybe it's possible, but the heretofore ainin shuvim does not become shor. This is what Rabbi Yeshua says, and the Rabbonon hold that everything becomes possible. The heretofore ainin shuvim also becomes shor. So you have to draw out all the water in order to be marshed. Now, so in this case, the second example that Rama mentions, V'chein gag sho yobereishi chof so o mashu, mikshom, u'milei b'kseifei b'nosan v'seichei pochas m'chof, shenim tzahakel posel. Why? Because we pass like the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yeshua, not like Rabbi Yeshua. So everything is possible. But, ishe mikri tez, in view of the fact that the rov of the memso was even shuri. So even though the gimulugim so converted everything into maimps into shuvim, but it's a mikveh tes. It's a mikveh tes. So the mele since it's a mikveh tes, but the mikveh psulo, we posa chatzina vinim shuvu hakel mokim echot, hare is a mikveh kosher, sha shuvim sheim shechu kulo kshem, hoyu vo hoyu shom rei mina kosher. All right. So that's the second case. And that can also be explained on the basis of saying one this. that Hamshoche is capable of being Mavkia de Shem Psu, but Hamshoche is not capable of conferring the Chalisha Mikveh on something that is not a Shem Mikveh. All right. Masheike. So Mele, in two situations, Hamshoche is effective. In one situation, situation number one, if the Mikveh had Chophalev saw Mikshonim, then he was Mamshich, Yuteso, Mamshuvim, so his Mavkia de Din Shov of the Yuteso, Mimele becomes kosher. Then another situation where the mikveh had chafalav so mitshamim, then he poured in biyodayim yuteso maim shavim. So the whole memso became possible. But in view of the fact that chafalav so of it was mitshamim, so mimele a shem mikveh it has, but it has a shem mikveh psulo. So since a shem mikveh it has, it's a shem mikveh psulo. If you are mamsha the whole mikveh from the gag into a mikveh. So then it becomes kosher. Masha'inke, if all the memso or the chafalepso is shov, so mele he doesn't even have a shemikve. He doesn't have a shemikve. If he doesn't have a mikve, so to Amshochen, he cannot confer a shemikve. Then the Rambam mentions now what it has, the sheet of the Chachmim. Hey, what mitzvah Chachmim? I have yom vohen yom vohachonim, shuva shim shefuo kolok shein teiro, eino nitzrichin shein yu shomriv maim cheya. It is very seldom that the Rambam mentions mandomas in Gemara, but here he mentions Vizeshe Hitzrich Rei Vamshoche Divri Yochid. Who is that Yochid? Rabbi Zabi Yaakov. But the Rabbonon of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov Achilkan. And they say, and according to Maskon of the Gemara, the Rabbonon Amakil. According to Havamun of the Gemara, the Rabbonon Moda Machmirim. The Gemara in two ways, but according to Maskon of the Gemara, according to Rav Popa Sukimte, Vifecheshmi, so then the Rabbonon of Chazal Yaakov are the Mekilim, the Mekilim. So the Chacham Amarov said, Yochid the Rabbi Malachi Rabbi. Now we have, I think I mentioned that too. The Rambam says in Pirkei Melechis Korban Pesach, Haloche Hei. So the Rambam says, Kishem Shemilas Atzmi Ma'akvosim Lasis Pesach, Kach Milas Bonafaktanim Milas Vavodah Bindim Miktanim Ma'akev Eseis, Shenem Avim Olin Kol Zohar, Vyoz Yichav Lasis, Vimshoch Hakinim Shiyom Olin Sot, HaPesach Ispos, Vichim Tfila Sarvei Sot, Vishim Avdus Ma'akvosim, Vidov Ozeh Mipi Akabole, Shatvilo Mishvoch Eskimilo Lavodah. So in other words, the Rambam says, that just as Tfilah, as Milas Avodov is Ma'akiv, him from bringing the Korban Pesach, if someone has Avodim, a Reini, who intend to expect to be Migayer and be Mikabel Geirus of Avdus, so if they want Mal, Lishin Geirus of Avdus, before Erev Pesach, so the Odin cannot bring the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam says the same thing, if you got a shifu nochris in Akum, and then he wasn't madbel her lishim shifus, so he cannot bring the Korban Pesach. In other words, the halacha that pinila is avod of his ma'akiv haPesach is not the halacha that pinila is ma'akiv. Kirus is ma'akiv. But a zohar, an eved, a male eved, so he can only become a ger of eved naimi if he is mal. But an isha is shifra, so she becomes a shifra, and she becomes a yiras with tefila. So tefila is me'akim. So naturally, like vis-a-vis avodim daimim, so not only the mile of avodim is me'akim, the tefila of avodim is also me'akim, because they are not worse than a shifra. And that's it. He said, Omar Avrom, with the sefer ipsochim with dvorim shinvesa mitzrayim upesadeles. So the rabbi is masik, because the rabbi chiti is that this is a machlikes in the sefer. In Psochim, and in the Sefer in Psochim, there is a machlekes between the Blessed Yaakov and the Rabbanon. Now let's see the Sefer. The Rosh Hashanah is like this: Echad Pesach Mitzrayim, Echad Pesach Deiris, Mishol Le'Avodim Shol Imolu Ushvachah Shol Itovu Mi'Akvin Eisig Lechem BePesach. The Blessed Yaakov Einayim, Eimer Ani BePesach Mitzrayim Akosik Midate. VeRabbeinu Posak Italikani, and the Asarayim Lasigei. So he says, the one who has a certain angoy, I don't know who it is. So he says, Vindasa Kaiva Klasiki Al Shahoyo Mirsek, Kidas, Abdazam Yakov, Nishinosi Kavinoki, in Asoge, the Hainid Mishne Dafke, the Lord said, Kavin Muhammad. So we see here we have a machlokes between Abdazam Yakov and the Rabbanon, as to whether Tula Samesov is Miyakev the Odin in bringing from Pesach. So Abdazam Yakov says only in Pesach Mitzrayim Tula Samesov was Miyakev. But in Pesach Deir, Tula Samesov is not Miyakev the Odin in bringing from Pesach. And the Rabbanon say that Bein Pesach Mitzrayim, Bein Pesach Deir, so Tula Samesov is Miyakev the Odin of bringing from Pesach. Now, the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon of Abdazam Yakov. The Rambam is massive. Why? Because he holds that we should paskin like Abdazam Yakov. Why does he say we should pass on Abdazam Yakov after all Yochid Rambam Lochid Rabbim? Because there is a special plow, Mishnas Abdazam Yakov Akavinoki. So why does the Rambam paskin like Abdazam Yakov? Because the Rambam Shiti means that the plow of Mishnas Abdazam Yakov Akavinoki applies only to the Machlekes in the Mishnah, not where it's the Machlekes in the place. So that means now the Rambam. Now let's return to the Rambam. According to Rashi and Tesis, so there is a machlekes between Abdazam and Yaakov in the Braise, not in the Mishneh, in Gemurah Daf Yud Beis, as to whether Hamshocha Mikula is effective or not. Abdazam and Yaakov says it's not effective, and the Rabbanon say that it is effective. Now, Abdazam and Yaakov, now the Chachmei Amaro, they say that it is effective. In other words, they pass like the Rabbanon for Abdazam and Yaakov. But how about Mishnas Abdazam and Yaakov Kavanoki? So they hold the cloud of Mishnas Abdazam Yaakov Kavinoki applies only to a Mishnah, not to a Braise. And there it's a Braise. But the question is, so Bishleinev, when the Ravid is Chelik and Chachmei Amayrov, we understand very well, the Ravid in Malanefesh is also Chelik and Chachmei Amayrov. And he passes that Tamshochi is only effective on Miuta Shuri, not on Rov or Kule Shuri. So the Raiva, do you understand? Because the Raiva Chitain Kom Pesach is that the klal of Mishnas Rabbanon Yaakov Kavinoki, and that the halacha is like Rabbanon Yaakov, even when he's chilek against the Rabbanon, applies to the Braise too. But the Rambam is also chilek on the Chachmei Amayrov. Also chilek on the Chachmei Amayrov. But the Rambam Chitain Kom Pesach is that the klal of Mishnas Rabbanon Yaakov Kavinoki applies only to the Mishneh, not to the Braise. So here in the Braise, you should pass like the Rabbanon of Yaakov. The Rabbanon of Yaakov say, Shumashim Shechulkulo is Ksheiro. Ksheiro. So why does it pass? So the Rambam is difficult. But you see from Moshe Rambam that the Rambam had a different pshat in that Gemara, Shumashim Shechulkulo. Rashi in Tesis explains Shumashim Shechulkulo that all the Memso was shown. So it's Ksheiro. But he explains the Shumashim Shechulkulo to the case of God. Of God, show your Mereshi Chof So, Umashu Mikshomim, Umile Bixeife, Vinosa Liseche Poches Mechov, Shinim Sahakal Posel, Uposa Hatzilia, Vinim Shahakal Botemechot, Haizimik Vekosha, Shashuvim Shim Shehu Kulok Shero, Hoyum Shomrim Lakosha. So, he uses the same expression that Gemara Gmura uses. So, obviously, he understood this Gemara of Shumashim Shehu Kulok to refer not to a mikveh that had Memso Shomim, but to a mikveh that had Chofalev Somi Shomim, and then a mute of Shomim Kemim. So it puzzled all the Memso on the basis of the Psul of Dimulugin, that it becomes Mureh with the main mikveh, so it puzzles all the main mikveh. So of course it puzzles all the main mikveh, because we pass like the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua, that Ligabi the Psul of Gimulugin, so we apply the principle of Tichanas Nevele, whether it's a machlekes in general in Kolatelikule or it's a special machlekes in Mikve, it doesn't matter. But the Rabbanim say that when Gimulugin, Shuvin, fall into a Mikve, so everything acquires the psul of Shuvin. Even the heretofore makes Shuvin. So this is what it means, Shuvin Shim Shechulo. Not that all the Memso was originally Shuvin. If all the Memso was originally Shuvim, so then he didn't even have a Shemikveh. So Hamshoche couldn't confer a Shemikveh. So in other words, the Rambam obviously had a different pshat in the Gemara. We have to see how the Rambam explained the Gemara. Then when he says, "Hey, O Mises Chachmei Amaro Viyomro, Hey, O Viyomro Chachon Mishu 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 Kula Teiro, Eilu Nitzrichim Shiyu Shomrim Maim Shere, Vizeh Shiyu Tzrichim Vam Shoche, Dibri Yochide, Whom does it mean? Amin Chacharov say, the mean, what does it mean? Yaakov, Uchvalitru, because we don't say Mishnah Samarim Yaakov Kavinoki in Ebraise. שהיום הוא מסייב שוב השם שחרו כולו תאו לפי דברי זה אם הוא יום ממה לבחרי ושפר במים נסחונים והיוכים לבוא כמחות הרי זה מיקר כושר וכן כל עם בתשן מחויש מחצוי שלונו מתחויש כשר שהיו כבר מים שבהם שוב ושם שחרו ומאים הם מיורים ומי שעושה מה יסבי לזה of course according to חכמי המיירות it's a very easy thing to construct a mikra very simple you just take your name and you pour them near the mikveh, and then they glide down into the mikveh, and then you have a kosher mikveh, but we don't pass like the Chachmana. Now, so the Rambam already mentioned two examples where Abshoch is effective. One example is, if the mikveh had chofalev so make shomim, then he was mamshich yutes so shum. The second example was, gak shoyim avishich of so mashu make shomim, and you make seifei, you know, so make seifei, pochis mechov, shim shakot posul, pochis chatsinia, and nim shuvak, and mokmech, and mikveh kosher. So again, because it a shemikveh it had in view of the fact that the rov of the memso was originally at the very outset in Shom. Alright. Now he mentioned then he mentioned the Shiv Chachma Maim. And he mentioned the Asogi and Chachma Maim. Then he mentioned another example. Mekshomim, Talachim. Mekshomim umayim shurim. Shoyom misavim mechotzer. ונמשוכים וירדים ליהוקו שבחוצר. אוי שמסר בין אלמי לסמיירו, וירדו למורו. That's the case that is mentioned in the Mishneh. פרק דלת אף מקווי יש על משנה דלת. So, מים שובים, מים שובים, מקשום משמסר בחוצר, וביהוקו, ואלמי לסמורו, עם ריב נעקושה קושה, ועם ריב נעקוס לפוסל, מחצה למחצה פוסל. אין ישראל בזמן שמסר בין אשר נגיע למקווי, הוי מקלחים משיחה מים וידוע שקוף משיחה בו עם זור מים שירים עד של יוד משיחה שנשבוק מים שירים כושר ועם מואב כושר so he mentions that in our חיים מקשומים ומים שובים שוי מסערבים בחוצר ונמשוכים ולמיום כושר בחוצר אוי שמסערבים על מלס המיירו וירדו למיירו אם ריבנה כושר כושר וירדנה פוסל פוסל מחצו למחצו פוסל אין מסער בזמן שמסערבים עד של יגיעו למקווה ונמשוכים וירדים אבל אם הוא יקשירים ועצורים מחלוקים לשיחה מקווה, אם ידוע שנופל משיחה עם ממסור, מים שירים, אשר יורד לשיחה שלו שבוגים, מים שובים, כושר מהפוס. So, all together, the Rambam mentions the din of Abshoch in three situations. Two situations is mentioned in Aloch Ches, and the third situation is mentioned in Aloch Yud. Now, what are the three situations? Situation number one, if a mikveh had chofal epsor, mikshomim, then he was mamshach yutes soshom. Situation number two, if the gag had chofal epsor, mikshomim, then he was malibikatev yuteso maim shuvim. Then he manipulated that all the memso, which has a chalisha mikveh, but posal mikveh, should be diverted and come down, run down onto the mikveh. So the amshach is affected that. Then situation number three is the case of the peridalet mishne dalet. In other words, if you have mayim, make shuvim, and shuvim in a chotzer, and then the omisari, and after the omisari, they went down through a gara, into the mikveh. So it's also mishnah. This is what it says. This is the case of peridalet mishnah. Now the question is: in what way is the case of Perik Dalet Mishneh Halacha Yud distinguished from the second situation in Perik Dalet Halacha Ches? Of course, there is a fundamental difference between situation one and situation three. And there is a fundamental difference between situation one and situation two. But situation two and situation three seem to be alike. What situation two? Gad Shoyab Reishi Chofso Umashu Bikshomi. So what did you have? It arubes, it commingling of chokal epsor, make shomim, and you test so maim shuvim. What do you have in situation three? Make shomim or maim shuvim, shol misarvin lechotzer, vinim shochim v'yerdim liyuko shebechotzer, oi shem misarvin al maile samar, v'yerdim limar, imreim na kosher kosher, vimreim na posel posel. Again, it arubes. of Reimlik Shalim and Miut Maim Shalim. So does it make a difference whether the Taruvah takes place in the Chotzer or the Taruvah takes place on the roof? I mean, you can visualize all kinds of situations, roof, Chotzer, house, every, all kinds of situations you can visualize. Why should a Rambam mention another case which seems to be managed the identical situation of situation 2 in Alochas? But there is one difference between the case of situation 2 and the case of situation 3. In case of situation 2, so Bikavone, he was Mi'arev, a mute of my Yutes Mayim Shulim, with Chofalev saw Mishon. Mashem came in situation 3, not Bikavone. He was Mi'arev. The Taruvah took place by itself because the hot it rained. So there was an abundance of rainwater in the chotzer because it rained. And then the person or the lady of the house poured out all the dirty water, the mishvachas, into the courtyard. And we know that it rained in the courtyard and that mishvachas was spilled out in the courtyard. And then by itself, without any person bichavone, being miare, the mute of mishvachas with the robe of Mishomim. By itself it happened. That's the difference between the case of situation 2 and the case of situation 3. Now, the question is, now let's see the case of Mishomim. V'yesh v'itmeh. Al dim rabeis, the Mishneh zu mashma du mashrin o mishu v'shim v'shehuo, elo davke kishin sar v'kirim sh'yotu v'mikri, avoloi nisar v'loi, kiliyal v'forosh, ולכתון לסעיף רואי ומקל לכל סך המים ולהוז על כוס אחרי ולכתון שאיף בייסם סור ומשהו מים שאיר ואוי ומעלה משאיף חוס למקווה והמים נמשוכים ויהיה יודע למקווה בהרי ולכוש הרי שאפילו שלא ניסר כן שיעוד למקווה בחש ויצור אחרים אשר אבינו זל מפורש להוד לכתון הוי ומקל לכם כים שאוסו מחוד וכים שבוסו מסך המים הלאים אשר נמשוכים על המים אשר כמו למקל לכם מקים שבוסו מסך המקווה ומי המשוך הפעל ומשמוך את אותו נשים לא יעבו עם סוף מים שירים למקווה נפסו בשביל שירות עם מים שירים שנופו בה אבו אם הוא יעשור עם המשוך אף על פי שלא יעבו במקווה עבו עם סוף מים שירים הוא יעשור עם השירים עם שיעור יקבלים וכפירש הזה נראה מדבור על פירש המשי פרק ד' משי ד' אבל הקטי קושי מדקטון הרי שאין מסיים למה שנסעו בנה שלא יגיעו למקווה דימש מה שמפני שנסעו ומכינים ולמחשרינות And this is what the Rash says, that according to the Tanakh of the Mishneh, when is Amshach effective, only when it's Nesav and Bechotzer, Kim Shemiyu and Mikveh. Kim Shemiyu, otherwise it's not effective. So the Chlema, the Hod Iktone, Shemisav, in Haim Lafuk, Yechad Nofler, and Shilin, the Reish, the Yechad Hoy, Mikveh, Pochaz, Mesam, So, Masho, Mayu, Shere, who nives out Mishlei Shomu, Mishlei Shomu, Yimayim Shomu, Afar Pi, Shenofler, Bibam Shochet, Avot, Shemisav, and Kim Shiyod, ואם נמשוך עם הירד עם אף על פי שהם רווח שאין לו ניקה, ואם את לעצמי, כי מי שאתה מפש, השוב אם אין הירד לו ניקה בפני עצמו, אלא דורו במקשה ידעים, ואתה חמשוך הרקשה, ואוכל משהו לדבור עם זה. אורי, נא, דן. את דיין, אפת נטו דארץ, אפת נהול פעם, ויתם הירו השכח מהמייר עוב נראה, שהוא יסו, מתגרסים על פרקם ונתמור המסניס עם מים שובים, פיקס לסעמי כבר ונתחש, מנתנו להבחיר, ברדו המרבי יחד וזה ביעקבי, ניתן לרבי רבי יעקב עם המקווה שהיא חופה לבסום מקשונים, ממה לבחת לפי תסו, פייס כל מקווה, ואין תארים, שעשו מאוד מתא הארץ ברבי ובאם שוחה, מי חול רבו נסעב ברבי ובאם שוחה לא היא, אלו דחי עושה רוב מנו מרבי יחנן שום השם שחו לו כולו כשירו, מה נלו ירבו נלו ירב לזהר, אלו מרד, לפחש מכם, וייסי מכילי, ומשמע לכך מהנאירוב, דרבי זה ביעקב בוי רבי ידקשרים, ואם שוחה בישורים, ורבו נלו יבוי רבי ידקשרים. That's in line with the pshat of Hashem Tezis. That it's a machlekes, according to Maskola of the Gemara, there is machlekes with the Rebbe Zabi Yaakov and the Rabbanon, but the Zabi Yaakov is the machmir, and he only applies the heter of Amshoche to a case where you had Rov in a Shuvi, but not if it was Kule Shuvi, and the Rabbanon of the Zabi Yaakov are more mekil, and they apply the Kule of Amshoche, the heter of Amshoche, even to a case where it's Kule Shuvi. So the Mele, they say, when you can't like Rabbanon, the Rabbim didn't. And even though Mishnah says that Yaakov is Kavunoki, but that applies only to the Mishnah, not to the Braise. The Rabbinic Kosan Firsha Mishnah, Shein Tov Yeroezu, We posko kemeso, we should have a forshal kipirish Rabbi Shimshe, the asiatulich of the Yadav. So, Rabbi Shimshe says that this Mishne does not accord with Rabbi Yaakov, and the Allah is like Rabbi Yaakov. So, Udiloy Kirabon of the Kigale, Kilimash was in Black and Moor. Vafimu Yav is Sabre, the Rabbi Yaakov, he can name a posko kemeso, we should be really kind of Kavos. Alright, now this, then he says, ועדיין יש לדעתי, בדיבר רבינו, שכל סת מקווה שיש בחופסו הוא משהו, מים שאירים, והוא ימר למשי יפוס למקווה, והמים ימשוך מיידים, הרי הוא כושר, אף הוא השתים לו איפה לבשור, שהשוב השם שחו לו כשאירו, אם הוא יריב הבוי נעשו מן הכושר, הוא משמע בהו, כרב לזה מיעקב עשי, לא למקווה שיש בחופה לבשור, פסק לו למקווה, והכין כל סת בחינגה כשאירו מראה שחופסו הוא משהו, מתשומים, שהשוב השם שחו לו כשאירו, that's the rabono of Rabbi Yaakov. Who mash ma daim ikrabono? Who chidom ha-robin? Shim shifu kula kshiro? Vei chabinu mizak ishtoro li mitrei? Di mikore pasik Rabbi Yaakov ala pasik rabono? Vinira li, now here is important kese mishne. So the kese mishne is miyashe di shkese Rambam in two ways. Vinira li, she rabinu say there, de roche perushi nishma itzi. Hosto, mi dikom re man tade di soba, ei mayim shurim peslesa mikve. This is what Gemara says. The Mishnah says in the Mayim Shulim Pesel Samik, they will be fechesh. So man tamo rabbi rabbi chen rabbi zav yachin. Ita rabbi zav yachin vein amin, zi 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 yachin so, meitshom in bahum kato, sha esre so, meitshom in mikve, vein teri, sha ashir vein mita erez, birbi eva amshoch. This, so, rabbi rabbi thought that this is the pshat in the Mishnah in Ashuvim, Pesel Fechesh. In other words, the Tanah of this Mishnah is making only the Fechesh. It only puzzles. So it only passes if the rov is Mayim Shulim. But if the rov is not Mayim Shulim, the mute is Mayim Shulim and the rov is Mayim Shulim, then it doesn't pass. So since the Mishnah uses Eroshim in a Mayim Pesel Eroshim of Kule, and this is like Rabbi Zev Yaakov, so it's Muchach, that the Rabbonim Achilik, Rabbi Zev Yaakov, Achilik and that Kule. And they are Machmir, and they hold according to Rabbie, Barabe, the Rabbonim of Rabbi Zev Yaakov, hold that even Amshochet, Al Yidi Ribie, so even when you have Rov of Mekshomim, and then Yamam Shechem Yud, so in such a case, Amshochet is not effective. And Rabbi Zev Yaakov is, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov is the maker. So the more is the kasha, el hod ich lo aser obinom rabbi yichne. Shum shim shichu lo kulo teimo, manu lo yabonu lo rabbi zeh. Elo, oma rabbi, oma rabbi pope, lifechesh bikei levis mechini. So according to rabbi pope, according to rabbi, so this mishne does not refer to amshoch. And in Amshoche is on the contrary. So Rabbi Zev Yaakov is the machmir. He says that Amshoche is not effective mikulo, and Rabbonim from Rabbi Zev Yaakov are making the hold that Amshoche is effective even mikulo. So he says, "V'nirali sh'Rabbeinu saying the doche b'rushin shmaitzos." Wie die Kamre man dann ist, aber mein Schimmel ist mit seinem Mikveh, bin der Lezer Jakob. Masch, wenn ich habe, und ich bin der Lezer Jakob, wie haben wir denn mein Schimmel ein bisschen mit seinem Mikveh, schaloi mit Mikveh, schaloi mit Mikveh, schaloi kit murif kshir in vim vim shikhli sekhon yutesh soin shuvin pas in kin hodi kamagodi shuva shim shikhu ke kulo is kshir o klima shim ho yu khofal so mikshom vi ro yutesh soin shuvi bevo yam shokh shim yuse ve kulo va ke nim shikhu va ke nim shikhu kulo mi mo ke machi is kshir ki man de lo ke rabonon. So in other words, how does Rashi apply the Gemara of Shuvashim Shechol Kulok Sheil? The Gemara says, Kiman Filoi Kerab Ezra Yaakov Loi Kerab. So Rashi in Teis apply to the case where all the Memsor are Shuvim. And then, so Bon Mandoma says, that if he was Mam Shechol the Memsor that was Shuvim, it becomes kosher. But the Rambam applies it to a different case. Not to a case where all the Memsor were Shuvim, but to a case אם הוא יוכף א' סו, מקשום, ואי רו יוטסו, ויטסו שאובי, תשאולים, בלא ים שם, שהם יפסלו כולם, והקיין המשיכו כולם, למוקים אחרי, יש כשאירים, כי מן תלוי כרבונות. So in other words, the Rambam applies him to the second situation of Gakshor, the operation, Chofso, Umashu, Lipshomim, Umilim, Bixayfi, Vinostan, Liseche, Poches, Michov, Shemim, Tzohakel, is possible, Uposachatzin, Lemim, Shemhakel, Mokinechot, Harizim, Mikrokosha. So the Gemara says, Kiman, the Loikir, Abbezab, Yaakov, the Loikir, Abono. So, the Loikir, Abbezab, Yaakov, the, so the Loikir, Abono, the Lemechsha, Shuvah, the Amshoche, Klav. In other words, the Rebbeza belongs to Rebbeza Yaakov. Because when is Rebbeza Yaakov machshir? When is Rebbeza Yaakov machshir shuvim? When is Rebbeza Yaakov machshir shuvim? Hamshoche, he's machshir hamshoche in the case where you had in the mikveh, where you had in the mikveh chof alef, you had in the mikveh chof alef so mikshom. Then you are mamshir. Yuteso Mayim Shuvim. So the mele, by the time the Yuteso comes into the mikveh, it's not shuv anymore. So the mele, it's kosher. In such a case, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov is machshir hamshoche. In the case where the mikveh had originally chof alef so mikshonim, then away from the mikveh, and he had in the vessel, he had Yuteso Mayim Shuvim. So he poured out, he spilled out the Yuteso Mikshamim, three Tvochim away from the Mikveh, and then that water, the Yuteso, glided down into the Mikveh. So by the time the Yuteso glides down into the Mikveh, the Shemshom is poka, to Amshoche. So the Mele, it's kosher. Masheikin, in the case of Shuvah Shem Shechu Kulo, in the case of Shuvah Shem Shechu Kulo, of the second situation, Gakshoy your operation, Chof so Masho Bekshomi, Umili Bixeite, Vinosal Liseche, Poches Michov, Shenimzo Hakel Posel, Uposa Hatzinea, Vinim Shehu Hakel Mokimechod, Harizimik Vekosha. So the Ram says Harizimik Vekosha, but in that case, that's Mikveshim Shehu Kulo, so it's also Kosha. The Loiker was a Yaakov, the Loiker about him. So he says, the loike rabbonon, because the rabbonon paslam shoch in every case. Even in the case where you originally had chofalev so mekshomim, and then flam shoche you are mamshich, you teso maim shumim. So by the time the you teso maim shumim comes into the mikveh, the shem shov is already poka. So even in such a case, so even in such a case, the rabbonon pasl hamshoch. So, Allah has come over Hamel in the case where you had you chotalev so mekshomim on the roof, and then you are mimale bikatev you teso shuvim. So all the mem so became possible, like why the shem so. So certainly the rabbanon would pass because there is, in other words, the case. Or the situation of situation too is more likely to be possible, and the tamshoche should be effective than in the case of situation one, because in the case of situation one, so through tamshoche, so the yutes shuvim come into the mikveh after tamshoche is realized on them. So maybe we can say. Hamshoche is mafkia de shem shov. By the time the yuteso come into the mikveh, it's not shov anymore. Masheikin in the case of situation two, so he dumped yuteso biyodayim into the gag that already had chof alef so. But by dumping yuteso, so all the mem so became possible. So then through hamshoche, you have to mafkia the psul. So there, it's less likely that Hamshoche should be effective. So the Mele, if according to the Rabbanon, Hamshoche is not effective in situation one, where the Mayim Shuv, the heretofore, Mayim Shuvim, come into the mikveh, after Hamshoche was realized on them, Allah has come over Hamo, that in situation two, Hamshoche wouldn't be effective according to the Rabbanon. But then, So can we have an on and not even like Rabbi Zevi Yaakov, because we only see that Rabbi Zevi Yaakov is Mater Am Shoche in a case where they hear to form Mayim Shumim come into the mikveh after Am Shoche is realized on them. So then we say that the Am Shoche that is so the man like Abraham do mechsh shvar dem shokh klau und weik aus der Bayoket nu weik aus der Jakob di mise da go machsh bo mise da von am Friedale la be shos ik menay ke ich do neme da at kan la achshel al tshim shekh so hayte shuv im sich achbar ek shekem shlo im amol yachshel mit tashu so aber ich shiv a shuv im mise achshel do yam shokh she dips va achshel de mil rabon pas la fun shiv a ken hil kha ko kha khlim at leke man di politikal da ze Jakob vi avogav di mashma di yichidoyim ma ike di kavose bifelik aber mises di haste robin admiron da aber gab di dibre rebleza di jakob fun maske di shoy el bi shirim shikh di teshuvi vi si khofal tshirim hu adin di shoy vi yiva di teshuvi bi yam shoy ba hakachim shikh askum do ike le mema shaf al pi shebi she she bei shi mi vay te shuvim lo yam shoche nipso hakel mi kom makim kim shi im shachatel shir usun yachad od if tvei mechad mi im shichalai mi te shuvim lo vay im kach shi yadim alo lo shuvim vino ket ham na yu chosho mi katido mi shi bichim leke man nipo mikalei shab ya ufinu chadine mechavre deni mei shi zanad apshah in ame hoche perushe ho vaday de rabonam tlik agon azme yakob vidi no ket lo belishne di chodoye vidi ketik amret man tane domar in mayim shuvim pekel samikre אלו וחשבים, רבי זמי יעקב, משמע דרבונון דפליג על רבי זמי יעקב, לחום רפליג, חום שחשבים לצלב תליל, ואם כן לרובין דלוי כמן, דלוי כרבי זה, ויעקב דרכוך וכנישור רבי זמי יעקב, אלו בשאירו הייתה שובים לסייך החפל את שירים, בדרך המשוכת, ולא אם בשאירו איסום, שלא הייתי דרך המשוכת, שכבר נפסו, ושוב לא יתאירו בהם המשוכת, היו כהכוח החלימה, דרבונון דפליג על רבי יעקב, לכולי פליג, וישור אפילו בשביל הייתה שובים בלי המשוכת, אף על פי שניפסו לכולם, כיוון שחוזר והמשיכו, הוכשו מאחד לקרבי והמשוכת, ופסק רבי נקרבו. So, he has two ways of explaining this Rambam, but both ways are similar. But according to the first question, the Kesef Mishneh, so the Machlekes, between, in the according to the Maskone of the Gemara, so there is no Machlekes between Reb Lezer v'Yakov and the Rabbanon. There is no Machlekes. And both Reb Lezer v'Yakov and the Rabbonon say that Hamshoche is effective in two situations. Situation number one, where you had the mikveh head, Chofal Epso, make Shomim, and then he was Mamshich, here to fall, Yutes So Maim Shubim, into the mikveh. So by the time the Yutes So here to fall Maim Shubim into the mikveh, the Shem Shom is of an Ipoka. And then Reb Lezer v'Yakov and the Rabbonon applied the din of Amshoche to another case where the God had Chofal Epso Mekshomim and then he don't be Yodayim Yuteso Mekshomim, thereby passing all the Memso as a Mikvah Psulo, and then he was Mamshir the whole Mikveh, all the Memso and the God into a Mikveh. So then the psul, inasmuch as Hashem mikveh it had all the time, because it originally had chopal of some mikshonim, only Hashem psul. So the amshochet from the God into the mikveh is mafkia the Hashem psul, is mafkia the psul. But where all the memso or the rov of memso at the very outset was mayim shuvim, then it doesn't even have Hashem mikveh. So amshochet is not affected. So according to the first loshin in the Kesef Mishneh, then there is no machlekes between Reb Lezer v'Yakov and Rabbanon. And according to the second question in the Mishneh, there is a machlekes according to Maskonah of the Gemara between Reb Lezer v'Yakov and Rabbanon. But Reb Lezer v'Yakov, he is a machmir, and the Rabbanon are the mikilim. But the Rabbanon, in other words, Reb Lezer v'Yakov, according to the second question of the Kesef Mishneh, and then he says on the second question, Mizeh Nireika. So according to Maskonah of the Gemara, there is a machleket between Reb Lezer v'Yakov and Rabbanon. And Reb Lezer v'Yakov, and the Rambam paskens like Rabbanon. But according to Reb Lezer v'Yakov, Reb Lezer v'Yakov is more machmir. And according to Reb Lezer v'Yakov, according to Reb Lezer v'Yakov, so Hamshoche is only effective If who am shoche, the shemshou vispoka from the here to four maim shovim, before the here to four maim shovim, enter the mikveh. But if a shem psul was already hal on the mikveh, so then am shoche is not effective according to Rabbi Yaakov. So mainly in the case of situation two, where the wall chofalef somik shomim and the gag, and then he dumped yuteso maim shovim into the chofalef som. So all the mem saw acquired a shem of a mikveh psulo, and then he was mamshich the mem saw. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, Hamshoch is not effective, and according to Rabbanu from Rabbi Yaakov, Hamshoch is effective even in that case. And the Rabbanu and the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanu of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbanu from Rabbi Yaakov. In other words, so what is the machlekes according to the second rosh of the Keset Mishnah? What is the machlekes between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbanu? The machlekes is in one case all agree that Hamshoch is effective. That's the case of situation one, where there is, where the war in the mikveh, chofalef so mikshom, then he was mamshich, heretofore yuteso maim shovim. So by the time the heretofore yuteso maim shovim come into the mikveh, the shemshov is spoken. Masheike, if you had chofalef so mikshomim and the gag, and then you don't be your dying, yuteso maim shovim, so all the memso acquired the shemso, and then you made amshoche. So through amshoche, you want to be maftia the shemso from the mikveh that was hal on the mikveh in its entirety. So then amshoche is not effective according to Rabbi Yaakov. Whereas according to Rabbanu Rabbi Yaakov, amshoche is effective even in the case where the shemso was hal on the mikveh in its entirety. Rabbi Yaakov holds amshoche is only effective on shuvim that was hal on the mayim, but not on the mikveh in its entirety. That's situation number one. But in the case of situation number two, so Hashem psu was hal on the mikveh as a unit, a mikveh psu, then amshoche cannot be mafkiya the psu, according to Rabbi Yaakov. Whereas, according to the Rabbanu of Rabbi Yaakov, so even if the Hashem psu was hal on the mikveh as a unit in its entirety, that's the case of situation two, so amshoche can be mafkiya. But in a case where all the memso were originally shuvim, or all of the memso were originally shuvim, so then the chalisha mikveh was not even chal. So then even the Rabbanu from Rabbi Yaakov made it that he through amshoche he cannot confer a chalisha mikveh if he did not have a mikveh before amshoche. So that's the pshat of the Keset Mishneh. The difference between the Keset Mishneh's first lashon and the Keset Mishneh's second lashon, and the Keset Mishneh's second lashon consists in the fact that whereas the Keset Mishneh in the second lashon says that according to the maskone of the Gemara, there is a machleket between Rabbi Elazar Yaakov and Rabbanon in the case of situation two. So according to the Keset Mishneh's first lashon, according to the maskone of the Gemara, there is no machleket between Rabbi Elazar Yaakov and Rabbanon, and both are made that Hamshoche is effective being in the case of situation one and being in the case of situation number two. Alright. I intended of explaining the Shitas HaGro. I mean, I asked you to go over it. If you didn't go over it, you must go over that Gro and the Netziv's Pirush HaMishutas in Parsha Achemes. Now, I just want to mention that according to the Gro, the Rambam had a different Girsay. And how do we see that the Rambam had a different Girsay? Because the Shutas mentions both Girsoys. So, our Girsay is Mantane Omer Afriye Barab Omer Abiech Rebbe Zem Yaakov Yitar Rebbe Zem Yaakov Yitar Rebbe Zem Yaakov Yitar Rebbe Zem Yaakov Yitar Mimale Bekatev Shai Esri So Peske Rebbe Mikve Vein Teirin Shashim Rebbe Ta Eres Bir Bia Bam Shoche Michal Rabon Sabo De Bria Bam Shoche Loi Elo Hote Chiro Se Rob Mimar Abiech Rebbe Shuv Shim Shechu O Kulo Teiro Mami Loi Rabon Rebbe Zer Elo Omer Abi. The Goyen says that the Rambam's Girse was as follows. Mantane Omer Afriye Barab Omer Abiech Rebbe Zem Yaakov did not gag, not Rebbe Zem Yaakov Eimer, mikveh sheyesh be'esrim v'chasor. But the Rambam's Girsay here in Rebbe Zem Yaakov was the same thing as the Tisefte. The Tisefte says, Rebbe Zem Yaakov Eimer, gag sheyesh be'esrim v'chasor. That's the case of situation number two. Gag sheyesh be'esrim v'chasor, mikshom, mimali v'katev, cha'esri so, u'peiskon v'mikveh, u'vehein teirin, שהשיבה מתאהרס ברביה והמשוכן. מכלל, ורבונון סברה, וברביה, והמשוכן לא איתו. This the shilte is the hemek shayla, and achimeis it's daf kufayin tes omad aleph the second column. So his gyorsa was like this. Michlal drabon v'hein kirim shashive mitaheres birbiye v'amshoch v'chein shashive mitaheres birbiye v'amshoch. וכן, כי עושה רובין, אומר רבי יחנן, שובו שימשכו כולו תהר. ויתפתר, שהשיבה מתאהרס ברבי ומשוכה, דרמב"ם הדין היא סטקס. וכן, כי עושה רובין, אומר רבי יחנן, שובו שימשכו כולו יסתיר. יסתיר. דניסס, אלוהו, מכלל, Michlal de Rabbonon Savre. So first, you see, here we say Michlal de Rabbonon Savre de Bivam Shachalot. Elo de Chiyose Rabbonon Rabbichan Shivishim Shachikol Atecho. But the Goyen says that the Rambam's Giyose was Shashivim Tayagas de Bivam Shachalot. Rabbazim Yaakov says. Bichin Kiyose Robin Omar Rabbichan Shivishim Shachikol Atecho. Michlal, then comes the word expression. Michlal de Rabbonon Savre de Bivam Shachalot. אלוהו דיום הרב דימו אמר רבי יחנן שובו שימשיכו אותירו מן אלוהי רבונום ואלוהי רבלזר. In other words, the Rambam in his Girsa had both things, עושה רובין אמר רבי יחנן, and in עושה רובין אמר רבי יחנן the Girsa was שובו שימשיכו כל אותירו. So he was gay raised, he was gay raised הוא פסקו ממקווה ואין תירים שהשיבו מתאהרס ברביה והמשוכו, וכן כי עושה רובין אומר רבי יחנן, שובו שימשיכו כולו תירו. What does it mean, שובו שימשיכו כולו תירו? That's the case of situation number two, where you have in the gag, חופל אפסו מקשומים, then you don't, you dying, you תסו מהמשובים, then you ממשיך, hold them אמסו into the מקווה. So רבי חונן אומר רבי יחנן says, שובו שימשיכו כולו תירו, so that corroborates the view of רבי זבי יעקב, that המשוך is effective. So, but then the Gemara says, Michlal, the Rabbonon Savre, the Rabbiye Vamshoch Eloi, Eloho de Ose Rabdime, Om Rabbi Yechane, Shuvo Shim Shichu Oteiro, Mane, Loi Rabbonon, Viloi Rabbe Zabi Yaakov, Rabbe Zabi Yaakov. So the Gemara says, Elo Om Rabbe, or Om Rav Pope, Lif Cheshmke. This is the Gemara says, but I don't want to go into it, because that will take a long time. But you have to go over the Hamik Shailo, and the Anachemes, Daf Kufayntes, and the Gro in Simen Reshalev, Simen Reshalev, and Oiskotten Ayinvov, Oiskotten Ayinvov in the Gro. So there he explained the Shilas Rambam. I mean, it is similar to the Kesef Mishnes Pshat in the Rambam, but different. And there is another oneness in the Gro's Pshat. All right, that will be all.
When the Gemara says that a get with a demisire and the
Rambam, the Kobe of the Spishness Pshat, and the Kobe to the Gomes Pshat, so we have to just to refresh our memory on this, so how the Spishness explains this. Now, because the Mishnah doesn't change the Gears in the Gemara anymore. So the Gears is the same, but now we have the din of Amshochel mentioned in the Rambam in three situations. We have to remember. One situation is where there is a
so
because of Hatzimah Rindim Shavu Hakel Elokim Echot, are in the big precaution. So the Rambam mentions another situation. If you had a God that, if on the God there was Chafal Efsom in Shomim, then he don't be Yodayim, Yuteso, so everything is possible, then he set up a pipe, a Tzineir. And through that Tzineir, it was Nimshach, all the Memso was Nimshach in the Mikveh, so it's kosher. And that's the chat in the expression in the Morah, Shumashim Shechu Okul. Then in Aloha Yud he mentions the third situation. The third situation is Mamesh the case mentioned in Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet. So we have to remember that the Rambam mentions three situations where Amshoche is affected. Now, according to the Kesef Mishneh, so the Kesef Mishneh doesn't change the Girsah. And he says, so the Gemara says here, Man Tane ben Amayim Shulim Pichlas Amikla Uvecheshet. So that means the Mishnah is expressive of the Kulim. So, Man Tane Omer Abchir Barabba Omer Abiyichel Erev Ezem Yaakov. So, Vidnan Erev Ezem Yaakov Yer Mikushik Veskim Vahasov Yikshom Yim Malu Mikatev Chah Esri Sok Upeiskel Mikve Veinteri Shashiva Mitaheres Birbiye Veyamshoch Rabbi Amshoch. So, in other words, according to Rabchir Barabba Omer Abiyichel, this Mishnah is expressive of the Kulim. And that according to the view of Erev Ezem Yaakov. So since, so that means that the Rabbanon of Rabbi Zvi Yaakov Amomachna, because the washing of the Mishnah is the washing of Kulei. Eina, Mayim Shulim Peiklis Amikvel Vivchesha. Only Vivchesha. So that is Rabbi Zvi Yaakov. So that means the Rabbanon of Rabbi Zvi Yaakov don't agree with this Kulei. So this, so the Gemara says, Shashim Nichlau Rabbanon Sarve Nibirbiye Vamshoch Eloi. So the Rabbanon Achilik, on this case, where his Mamshich, Yuteso, where his Mamshich, Yuteso, here to four Shuri, into the Mikveh. So the Rabbanon Achilik, then the Gemara says, Elo decho, decho, sebo binom rabbi echelen, shuva shimshechu o kulo teiro, mane, loi Rabbanon, veloi Rabbanazer. So according to the Mishneh, what does it mean? Shuvah shimshichu akulo teiro. Shuvah shimshichu akulo teiro. That means the case where he was on the gag. There was esrim yachaso, then he mikshamim, and then he don't be yodayim. Yuteso maim shuvi. And then he was mamshich the whole mikveh. All the memso into a mikveh. All the memso into a mikveh. So that's Mshechu Akula. Mshechu Akula doesn't mean that all the Memso were originally in Moshu. So what Mshechu Akula means that it had Chofal Epso Mekshamim and then it don't be a dying mute. You test so my Mshuvim and then it was Mamshich, all the Memso. But the whole Memso consisted of two elements. The element of Chofal Epso that was Mekshamim and the element of Yuteso that was my Mshuvim. So Elho the Chiyose Rabbeinu Rabbi Yechashim Shimshichu Kulo Teiro Mame Loi Rabbonon V'Loi Rabbelezea Loi Rabbonon V'Loi Rabbelezea. So the Gemara says Elo Ma. So now Rabbonon certainly not, because Rabbonon Amachnia and Rabbonon don't apply Hamshoche according to the Halam and the Gemara according to Rav Chiya Barabe. They don't apply the din of Hamshoche even to the case where the Yuteso Shuvim enters the mikveh through Amshoch. So that's a more lenient situation. So even in that lenient situation, the Chachomim, according to Rav Chiya Barabe and Rabbi Yechanan, don't recognize Amshoch. Allah has come on the Chamo, where the Yutes saw Shuvim was done to the very outset without Amshoch. And then his mom should hold him so. So Allah has come on the Chamo, that according to Rabbanon, it would be effective. Veloy Rablezer, because Rablezer, we only know that Reb Lezer is making in the case where the Yuteso enters the mikveh through Amshoch. So by the time they enter the mikveh, so the Shem Shom is already poka. But we don't have such a chidesh. We didn't hear such a chidesh from Reb Lezer and Yaakov that he should apply the din of Amshoch even when the din Shom was chal already on the whole mikveh. And then is Mamshich. Then that we don't know. We don't know. So, according to the Havam, because the Mishnah explains, according to how I'm going to do it, that the Rabbon will now mach me. So the Mele, so if we say that the Rabbon will now mach me, and they don't recognize Am Shoche, even in a case where the Yutes Sosh Ubi enters the Mikveh after Am Shoche. So the Mele, we cannot assume that Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, who is Mekil, would be Mekil in the case where it already entered the Mikveh, and then I want to be Mavkia the Shem Psu. That not? So it's Loi Rabbonon veloi Rabbi Lezer. Elo Omar Rabbe Livchesh Mekil. Omar Rabbe, Omar Rabbe, it doesn't make a difference. So in other words, so the pshat of the Vecheshbim has nothing to do with Amshoche. So the Mishnah doesn't say that Reb Lezer Yaakov is a Nikule. According to Rav Barabe, so that the Mishnah has reference to Amshoche, and the Mishnah uses the Loshen El Vecheshbim, so it's Mashma than Rabbon Olam Omachia. But according to Rav Pope, according to Rabbe, the Mishnah deals with something else. So the Mishnah doesn't say that the Rabbon Olam Machmir, so we say just the reverse. We say just the reverse. That Reb Lezer Yaakov is the Machmir and the Rabbon Olam Machmir. And the Rabbon Olam Machmir. So because the Mishnah is two issues. In one motion, so the Maskol of the Gemara is there is no Machlokes between Reb Lezer Yaakov and Rabbon Olam. The first motion is the Mishnah, according to the Rambam. There is no Machlokes. Only as long as we say that the Mishnah, when it says Levechesh, that mentions a Kule, represents the view of Rabbi Lezer Yaakov, so then it follows that Rabbon Olam Machmir. So the Mele, if we say that Rabbon Olam Rabbi Lezer Yaakov are Machmir, so the Mele, we have to say that even Rabbi Lezer Yaakov, who is Mekil, so he's only Mekil in the case where the Yutes Soshuvim enter the Mikveh after Am Shoche. But not in the case where they enter the Shuvi, they enter the Shuvi before Am Shoche in the form of Shuvi, and then I want to be Mavdia. But once Rav Pope or Rabbe says that the Mishnah doesn't even discuss Am Shoche, and the Mishnah discusses something else, so mainly there is no implication in the Mishnah that the Rabbon Olam Machmirim in Am Shoche. So Mele, according to the first Loshnias of Mishneh, according to Maskol of the Gemara, there is no Machlokes. According to the second Loshn, there is a Machlokes. But according to the first Loshn, so in other words, there is no Machlokes in Am Shoche. And Rabbi Zabi Yaakov and Rabbon Olam, they're not chilling in Am Shoche. According to the second Loshn, so since Rabbi Zabi Yaakov says that Am Shoche is affecting in the case of Mikveh Sheyesh B'Yesir in Yachas Onik Shonim, Mimale Mikatev Chayes Meso, who pays for the Mikveh, Vein Teirim, Sheashive Mitaheres, Birbiye Ve'am Shoche. Ve'am Shoche. So in other words, so Professor Yaakov is making in Am Shoche in a case where the Mayim Shuvim, the year before Mayim Shuvim, enter the Mikveh after Am Shoche. So Mimale, that means, why wasn't he mentioned in B'yachidesh? That in the case where there was, let's say, Chopalev saw on the dark, and then someone dumped Yuteso Shuvi into the Mekshomen on the dark, and then it was Mamshich, that it's all right. Why doesn't Rabbi Yaakov mention that case? That would be B'yachidesh. Because Rabbi Lezer Yaakov mentions a case where the year to form Mayim Shuvim enter the Mikveh after Am Shoche. So in other words, so what we see from that Am Shoche can be Mavtia the Shem Shov from the Mayim. But how do we know that Rabbi Lezer Yaakov is Mati, even in the case where the Yutes Shuvim was already dumped into the Mikveh, into the dark, and then Yamam Shecholim Emsot? That's a big achidesh. Why doesn't he mention big achidesh? Obviously, because Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, in the other situation, in the case where the Mayim Shuvim entered already, the God was, and then the Amam Shiach, Rabbi Zabi Yaakov does not apply Am Shoche. But the Rabbonon, Amekir, they apply Am Shoche even in that case. So mainly the Rambam passes like the Rabbanon, because the Rambam Shita is in Kol Pesach that Mishnosi Shalom Ezra Yaakov Kalimoki applies only to a Mishnah, it doesn't apply to a Praise. Here the Machlekes is in the Praise. So mainly he passes that in all three situations. So according, and that's the second notion of the Mishnah. According to the first notion of the Mishnah, so according to Maskon of the Gemara, there is no Machlekes. As far as the Kasha of the Gemara is concerned, so it's the same according to the first notion and according to the second notion. But the community between the first portion of the Mishnah, the second portion of the Mishnah, is without the Maskona of the Gemara. According to the first portion of the Mishnah, so the Rambam Shita is that according to Maskona of the Gemara, there is no machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon. And according to the second portion of the Mishnah, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov does not allow Hamshoche in the case where you had Chopal Epso and the Gaag, and then you don't. You teso shuvim, and then you are mamshach b'levim. He doesn't allow hamshachim like this. And the Rabbonon do allow. So what's the pshat? So we can very easily understand the fundamental distinction between the case in situation number one and the case in situation number two. Because in the case in situation number one, so they hear the form I'm sure meant the mikveh after Amshoche. So the effect of the Amshoche is to matkiah the shemsula that was hal on the mind. But in the case of situation number two, so a shemsula was hal on the mikveh in its entirety. So mele, the Rabbi Yaakov says, Hamshoche can only be mafkiya de shem psul that is chal on the mayim. But once a psul was chal on the mikve in its entirety, so then Hamshoche cannot be mafkiya de psul. But the question is, now, Rabbi Yaakov is made to the din that is mentioned in Perek Dalet Mishne Dalet. And the din mentioned in Perek Dalet Mishne Dalet is analogous to the case of situation two, because in both there was a taruves of chavalev so mechamim and yuteso maim shuvim. So the mele a shem psul was chal on the mikveh in its entirety, and still the mishnah says in perik dalet mishnah dalet. Maim shuvim umechomim shenisaru bechotzer uviyuko val malis amaro amior im regen akosha kosher vim regen apostle apostle nechts apostle eine seit is manche misaru natural regel in mikve but is manche misaru natural regel in mikve so am shoch is kosher so it's manish like the case in situation number two. So now in the case of perik dalet mishne dalet Rabbi Yaakov is not chilek. He is only chilek on the case in situation number two. Now, the case of Perek Dalet Mishne Dalet, that's situation three mentioned by the Rambam. That's Perek Dalet Halacha Yud. But what's the difference? We understand very well the difference between the case in situation number one and the case in situation number two. But the same difference that is between the case in situation number one and the case in situation number two is also the difference between the case in situation number one and the case in situation number three. But the case in situation number three, that's in Mishnah Mefureshes. And Rabbi Yaakov concedes this halacha. So what's the difference between the case in situation number two and the case in situation number three? Rabbi Yaakov is chilek on Amshoche in the case of situation number two, but he's not chilek on Amshoche in the case of situation number three. What's the difference? But there is one difference. So if you went over the whole Kesed Mishnah, a very long, on both columns, a very long Kesed Mishnah. In other words, why is Rabbi Yaakov chilek on Amshoche in the case of situation number two? Why is he chilek in the case of situation number two? So you can say that, so you cannot say that the reason is why is chilek, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds the whole din of Amshoche is only shayach if the Shem Psul was chal, if the Shem Psul was chal and the Mayim. But there was no Shem Psul chal on the mikveh. No Shem Psul chal on the mikveh. So, but because if you say that according to Rabbi Zevi Yaakov, if Hashem's soul was halal and mikri, so then we don't apply the halacha of Amshoche. So why does Rabbi Zevi Yaakov allow Amshoche in the case of Perdalim Mishnah Dalet? There too, Ma'im Shuvim u'Mitshomim shenisalu b'chotzer. So there was a rainfall and it rained into the gutter of the courtyard, and then a woman spilled Meshmoches. You test saw Meshmoches. So that also glided into the gutter, and then from the gutter, this mixture of Meshomim and Maim Shuvim glided into, flowed into the mikveh. So it's kosher. So Shimsu, the moment they became Nisarich in the gutter of the Chotzer, so it acquired the Shimsu, and still Hamshoche is capable to be Mavkia. So why does he say, Robin Shuba Shimshechu Akulo, Tlema Shimo Yechofalev Somit Shomi, Viro Yutes Soim Shuvi, Bilo Yamshoche, Shemipsil Akulo, Vahakenim Shichom Kulom Mokmechot, Kimando Lekabon, Well, look at Rabbi Yaakov. So then the Maskon of the Amori is, no, it's Kerabono, not Kerabono Rabbi Yaakov. But in the case of Mishnah Dalet, Per Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, according to which Rabbi Yaakov too. But there is one difference, you see. It's not that the Rabbi Yaakov holds that Hamshoche is only capable of being Mavkia the Shem Psul from my Mishnah. But he's not capable of being Mavkia the Shem Psul that was Chal on the Mikrim's entirety. If that had been the view of Rabbi Zevi Yaakov, so Rabbi Zevi Yaakov would be Chelik Amperin Dalet Mishnah Dalet. And he's not Chelik Amperin Dalet Mishnah Dalet. But the reason as to why Hamshoche is effective when there is only a mute of Memso Shuvim is because, as I said several times, that there is a distinction between Kulishov and Miutishov. Kulishov and Rubishov on one hand, and Miutishov on the other hand. Because Kulishov or Rubishov, so that means that it doesn't even have a Chalishanik. It doesn't even have a Shanik. Whether the Reis and the Rabbanon doesn't make a difference. But it doesn't have a Chalishanik. But Miutishov has a Chalishanik. It is a halacha mikveh, but it's impossible mikveh. So Hamshoche can be mafkia the psul, but Hamshoche is incapable of converting a mikveh upon something that does not have a shemikveh. So Mimele, now why do we say that? But in order to have a halacha mikveh, then it must have memso mikshon, not chafalos. After all, there is a shiur memso, but the answer is there is a halacha bittul. So Mele, in the case of Perek Dalet Mishneh Dalet, where Chofalev so Mishon commingled with Yutes so Shuvim by itself, not Mikavone, not Miyodai, by itself, it rained, and then a woman spilled water, she didn't have Kavone, that this Mishmoche should commingle with the Mishon. She could spill it even before it started to rain. She didn't have that mind. So she didn't have any kavone to be me'arid the mishmoches with the mishamim, but there was a rainfall and it rained into the gutter, and then she spilled in the courtyard mishmoches, the shuvim, and that also flowed into the gutter. So the two waters, the mishamim and the mishmoches, commingled, and there was an abundance of mishamim. Then they flowed. This mixture flowed, glided into the mikveh. So she had no kavanah to be me'arid. So Mela, since she was not mischavim to be me'arid with Mayim Shuvim of Mishamim, so there is a halacha of bittul berov. So all the memso becomes inshon. All the memso becomes inshon. But then you'll ask, but one of Shach, if there is a inner bittul, why should it be possible? It shouldn't even be a mikveh psulah. So we have a counterpart of that in the halacha of Nisim Tamkid. So, I mean, those who studied the Chum Tamuves know, I mean, they very well that Tamkid is a new halacha. So Tamkid does not mean that it's like Mikael Yisrael. The Tamkid means there is bittul. You see, there are certain Rishonim who say that if there is Rome, even though there is Tamkiikea, but there is no Malkus, it's only Nisareset. And the Rambam Shite is that there is Malkus also, but only if there is Kazayim v'Achlas Pras. If there is no Kazayim v'Achlas Pras, so then there is no Isra Raisa. And even if we say that there is Isra Raisa and there is Chiyuv Malkus, or Abchaim says, that does not mean that Tamkiikea is like Nikal Isa, there is no Bittul. There is Bittul. But there is a new Isa of Tamkiikea that prevents Bittul. So in other words, so, and according to a number of Rishonim, if somebody will eat a Taruves of Iser that has Rob Heter, but Taruves has a Tam Iser, so you will not be Chayim Malkus, you will only be Iser and Iser Eset. Rav Reisit Molayne Shite, in Tetzves and Chulun in Nozia. So that means that there is Bittul. So here too, true that with Rabbonon, a mikveh that has Gimul Lugin, Mayim Shurim is possible. But the Shem Mikveh it has, if Chof Aleph so is Mechon. So what is it? Why does it have Shem Mikveh? Because we consider it as if it is Memso Mechon, because of the din of Bittul. So you ask, Monifshach, if there is Bittul, so it shouldn't even be possible? The answer is, that's a new aloche, that Gimulugim Shuvim, even though it becomes bottle, but aloche is that Gimulugim Shuvim passes the mikveh, and it's a mikveh psuma. But the Shem Mikveh says, it's like the Shidus HaRishonim, by Tam Tikia, there is Bittul, but still there is a new Isa. So here too, when you dump Gimulugim, Mayim Shuvim, into a mikveh that does not have yet Memsor, so then there is Bittul below. Mimele is considered as far as the question as to whether it has a Chaloshem mikveh or not, we say there is Bittul. But still there is a new aloche, that it's a mikveh psuah, that Gimulugim passes it. Just as Tamkiikea passes the darkness, even though there is Bittul. So Mimele, the reason as to why Hamshoch is effective in the case of the Dalet Moshe Dalet is because it has a Chaloshem mikveh. Why does it have a Chaloshem mikveh? It couldn't have a Chaloshem mikveh by virtue of the fact that it has Chopalov so Mechomi. In order to have a Chaloshem mikveh, it must have Mem so Mechomi. But the answer is because of the legal effect of Bittul, so it's considered as far as the Shem mikveh is concerned, we say there is Bittul below. So the Mele, the Shuvim becomes bottle, loses their identity in the Mechomi. So the Mele is considered as Memso Mechomi. But there is another aloha, there is a Tachonis Chachomim, that even though there is Bittul, and it's considered, let's say, according to the Shemim, who say that, according to the Shemim, that Kulishov is possibly the Raisi. So here, Midraise, there is Bittul, but Midrabonon, it's possible anyway. And according to the Shemim, that even Kulishov is only possible Midrabonon. So here, the Drabonon is that there is Bittul, Mimela, it has a Chaloshem Mikveh, but it's possible anyway. Like Tam Tikia has a new aloha. So Mimela, Amshoch is effective. Mashiach, but in order that Amshoch should be effective, we must have Memso in Ushubim. And how do we have Memso in Ushubim? Because of the din of Bittul. But if Bittul could not take effect, so then Amshoch couldn't be effective. So the Blessed Yaakov says, in the case of Peri Dalet Tishrei Dalet, where the Tavuves took place by itself, not with Kavonim, by any person, so there is a din of Bittul in regard to the Chalishe Mikveh. So it's considered that all the Memso is in Ushubim, because of Bittul Merov. So even though there is a psul Rabbonon, but a Shem Mikveh test, Mashiach came in the case of situation 2, where he had Chopal of Psal on the back, Mikshom, then the Kavone was married, he dumped Yuteso. So then there is a Haloche that with Rabbonon, so if someone is amazing, Miare, Isa, with Eter, so vis-a-vis that person who is married, so the male, the Bittul is not in Mechal. Now I'm not saying that this din applies here. I'm mentioning it only as Idarach Moshe. So we see that with Rabbonon, if somebody is married with Kavoneh, so Bittul couldn't take effect. So it couldn't take effect. So Blessed Yaakov holds that in this case, it's not a general deal, that in this case, where we had Chofalev Somit Shomim, and then the Kabone, he was Yaakov, he dumped, you test Somayim Shomim, so Bittul is not Chal. If Bittul is not Chal, so Mele, that means he doesn't have a Chalisha Mikveh. Because in order to have a Chalisha Mikveh, it must have Mem So in Shomim. And here Bittul is not Chal. Not only in Midat, so here it's different than the being of Mi'alim B'mezik B'kavone, so then we say that the Bittul is not Chal vis-a-vis that person, but vis-a-vis another person it is Chal. Here, according to Rav Ezer Yaakov, Bittul is not Chal altogether. Bittul is not Chal altogether, vis-a-vis everybody. So the Mele, since Bittul is not Chal in the case of situation two, so the Mele doesn't even have a Chalishe Mikveh. If he doesn't have a Chalishe Mikveh, how can I'm Shochet come for a Chalishe Mikveh? That, and the Rabbonon say that Bittul is Chal, even though he was Mi'aveh B'kavone, vis-a-vis everybody. So Mele, it has a Chalishe Mikveh, but it has the psul of Mayim Shomim. So Hamshoche is capable of being Mafgia, the psul that was Chalal Mikveh. I mean, this is the Shite of the Rambam according to the Mishnah Pshat. Now let's turn to the Shite of the Rambam according to the Goyim Pshat. Now, let's see. The Goyim says that he has another Gilse, and the other Gilse, he didn't suck it out from his fingers, the other Gilse. This, how does he know the Rambam had another Gilse? Because in the Shiltes he found it. He found the Shiltes mentions the memory of Rabbi and the memory of Avgidim. And they both, on the surface, they both appear to say the same thing. But there is one distinction. Rabbi, when he says, Shuvashim Shechur, Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan says, Shuvashim Shechur, Kuroteh. Rav Dime says, Shuvashim Shechur, not Shim Shechur, Kuroteh, but Shuvashim Shechur. And the Gilse of the Rambam, according to the Goyim, is as follows. V'namayim Shechurim, Petrus HaMikra Lufachesh, Mantane, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Zem Yaakov, Ditnan, so here too there is a change. Because now in the morning, he doesn't say, Gak, שיש ביסרים והחסום אפשר. He just says, מיקווה שיש ביסרים והחסום אפשר. So, where does he say, who says, where is mentioned God, that's in the Tosefta. But the Goyim says, and that also, he got it from the Lashon of the Shildes, that the Rambam had a different gear, say here in the Gemara. Man tameh om rafi barab om rabi yichad rebeza b'yakov. Ditnan, rebeza b'yakov omeh. I mean, the Tanya, it's not the Tanya, it's a price. The Tanya, the Blessed of Yaakov Omer, Gak Shilish Beyesli Yachasom Mishomim, Mimali Mikate, Chayesli So, U Peskali Mikve, Vehein Tehrim. So in other words, how does it, so it enters, the Yitesh So enters the Gak and mixes, commingles with the Chofal of So, Mishomim, Efter Amshah. So Mimali Mikate, and on the side of the Gag, so he spills it, and then it blinds on the Gag. And at a different place in the Gag, you see. So he spills it at one place of the Gag, and then it blinds to this place of the Gag. So it enters, it combines with the Chofal of Somit Shomim after I'm shown. So the Mali Mikate, Chayes Meso, Gachi Eishbe, Esrim Yachaso, I'm sorry. No, that's not the Pshat, according to the Kor. The Tanya, the Blessed Yaakov Eimia, Gachi Eishbe, Esrim Yachaso, and Shomim, Mimali Mikatev directly, Chayes Meso, and the God. He dumps him directly into the God, who pays from the Mikve, Vente, Shashiego, Mitaheres, Birbiye, Bamshot. והרבי אביד המשוחד. וכן כי עושה רובי, אומר רבי יחלן, שובו שימשכו עקולותם, מכלל דרבון סברה, דרבי אביד המשוחד אלוהו, דרום הרב גיבו,